Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Nun Dalad. We are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis Isve, and just to mention, our hearts go out to all those who lost family members, and Klal Yisrael, really, who is really in a state of shock and mourning for those who were killed in India. And Bez Hashem, the learning of all of Klal Yisrael should be a schus for their neshamas as we await their levayas and await bringing them to their final menucha. So Bez Hashem, we should only know Besoros Tovos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachamim on his people. Okay. Nun Gimel Amid Beis, we are up to Isve. As I mentioned, we are in the sugyas of Me'ila and Kachin. How do we get into this whole discussion? The Machlokas and the Mishnah. Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda about Hekdesh. So, the Mishnah had said that, what's the halacha if I'm Makadesh? Let's say I'm a Kohen, and I'm a Makadesh woman with Hekdesh. So Rabbi Meir says, B'mezid, it works. Kidesh and Bishogig, it does not work. That was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said the opposite. Bishogig, it works, and B'mezid, it does not work. That was the Machlokas. So we had one approach. What's the reason for that? For those Shitos? So the first approach we had yesterday was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know why this is true? It's all because of Da'as. Because there's an umtana, there's an assumption that if they would have known, if the players involved would have known that it would be Hekdesh, so then they wouldn't have wanted to get married. They don't want to violate Me'ila in order to get married. It's not worth so much to them. And that was there was Machlokas within that, between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yaakov, about in which case, Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh, or is one of them upset or are both of them upset? Okay, but either way, they're both within the larger Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the reasons for the shoging not being Mekudeshes is because of a Da'as issue. Because if they would have known, then they wouldn't have wanted to get married. Based on that, the last line we read yesterday on Gimel Amid Beis asked the question of what about B'mecher? 10 lines up. So does the same apply to sales? And the answer was, yeah, lo kana. Because the same rules would apply to a sale. If it's all about das, if I would have known, I wouldn't have wanted it, then it could extend not only to Kiddushin, but also to Mecher. So based on that, now we have a kasha, Eisvei, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Eisvei. So we're about to quote the second half of a Mishnah in Me'ila. So where's the first half of the Mishnah? So I have to look at Rashi. Rashi quotes the first half. Look at the fourth to last medium line in Rashi. Chen vani kevalabayas. Rashi says, Mishnah hi b'me'ila. Rashi points out, you might not be familiar with Mishnah Me'ila, so you should know it's a Mishnah in Me'ila. Gizbar, hamafkin mos hijal shulchani. If you have the gabai of the money of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the gizbar. Let's say he deposits some money with a money changer, a shulchani. Right, from the word shulchan, he's always at the table changing money. So, is the shulchani allowed to use that money? Or does he have to assume that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? Because, okay, after all, it came from the God by the Beis HaMikdash. So, in Tzrurin, if the coins are closed up and tied up in a bag, lo yishtamish b'hem, then the shulchani is not allowed to use them, because he has to assume that the gizbar only gave it to him to watch, but not to use. Lefichach, therefore, mhotzi, if he does use it, lo mala gizbar la shulchani. The gizbar, the God by the Beis HaMikdash, is not at fault at all. So, it's the shulchani, the money changer, who will be at fault, and he will violate Me'ila. V'mutarim, but if the money given from the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash to the Shulchani is open, it's loose, it's just an open bag, so then l'chore, it was given to him to use, yishtamish b'hem, so he could use them, and therefore if it ends up being Me'ila, then the gizbar violates, because he knows the mal gizbar, the b'shu se'avad, to me the other, the Shulchani tzarech l'mos tadir, he knows that the money changer always needs money, and he always needs change, so therefore he would have to assume that it will be used. That's by a Shulchani.
What's the alternative that belongs to the treasurer himself?
The alternative, right. He belongs to the treasurer himself. It's his personal money. That's the other option. Have a balabayas, but the owner, let's say you don't give it to a shulchani, a money changer, but you give it to Stama guy. You give it to your friend to watch, then even if they're loose, if I give you money to watch without saying it's a loan, then the assumption is that you're not going to use them. Because I didn't give it to you to use. You don't always need money lying around, and therefore, if you use them, if you use them, the balabais violates and not the gizbar. So now we go back to our Gemara. What's the second half of the Mishnah? Chenvani, sort of about a chenvani. He's a third category of a person. A shulchani is a money changer. A balabais is stam a person like you and me. We're not money changers. We don't always need change, except when our kids ask us to take a little change to the store to get something because it's a long day in school. And then we have the third day. The third category is chenvani. The storekeeper. A storekeeper is not a money changer. but he needs money more often than stam a person at home. So what's the halacha of a chenvani? So chenvani kebalabayis, dibur b'meir. Meir says that chenvani is like a balabayis, like a person at home, and who will never be able to use the money. Rabbi Yehuda omer chenvani kashulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's like a shulchani, like a money changer. Therefore, it depends if the money was open or not. But ad kan lo kam miflagi ela demar sover chenvani kashulchani. Demar sover chenvani kebalabayis. The other machlokas is what is the who is the chenvani like? What status does the storekeeper have? Aval de kule alma, but everybody agrees im hotzimal. Machlokas is when would the chenvani be violated or not? But everybody would agree if he did use the money, he would violate meila. He would violate meila. What do you mean? Didn't we just say according to Rabbi Meir that just like by kiddushin, if he would have known that it was hektesh, he would never have wanted the marriage to go through, and that's why it's in mekudashes. So why don't we say? And we said the same thing applies by mecher. If he would have known that it was hektish money, the sale wouldn't go through. So here too about the chenvani is talking about sales. So why would he violate me'ila? Had he known that it was hektish, he wouldn't want the sale to go through. So we should say the sale doesn't go through, and he doesn't violate me'ila. Why does Rabbi Meir here say, ma'al? Right? We're talking about the same sheet there, Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Meir ledvarv Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar. Rabbi Meir really is just answering in the Mishnah according to the words of you, Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, Rabbi Meir, according to me, imhotzi nami lo ma'al. No matter what, if the chenvani uses it, there's no me'ila. Why? Because I hold, based on this whole amud of Gemara, that das plays a crucial role. And if I would have known that it was hektish, I would not have wanted the sale to go through. So you don't violate me'ila at all, ever. Eloditach, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Odu limia, at least admit to me, the chenvani kebalabayis, that the storekeeper is not like a money changer, it's like a balabayis. The storekeeper doesn't need money as often as a money changer. So he must be considered a regular person. V'yamar leiloka shulchani, and Rabbi Yehuda answers no, he is considered a, shulchani is considered a money changer. Period. This was all number one. Just got to keep the structure of the Gemara. Number one, this whole Amid is within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the reason in the Rabbi Meir holds in our Mishnah that Bishogeg, if a person tries to marry a woman and he gives her something and it ends up being hektish and he didn't know about it, the marriage does not work. Why? Because had they known, they wouldn't have wanted it to go through. That is all approach number one. Now we get to approach number two. Approach number two, and that is the Shita of Rav. Amar Rav, big number two. Chazarnu akal sadam Rabbi Meir. We researched all the sources in Rabbi Meir. We researched all the sources. V'lo matzinu hektish b'shogeg imeschalo b'mezim eschalo. We never found such a distinction within Rabbi Meir Shita, whether hektish becomes de-consecrated, meaning, that's another way of saying, you violate me'ila, there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that hektish only becomes mischalel and you only violate hektish b'shogeg. But Rabbi Meir holds both. Even if mezid you violate. So says Rav, I researched all within the sources of Rabbi Meir, and if Rav says he researched it, he must have seen all of the sources of Rabbi Meir, and there's never such a chiluk. So why should there be such a chiluk in our Mishnah? That b'shogeg the marriage does not work and mezid the marriage works. But if it's all about das, it still shouldn't make a difference. You violate me'ila in either case. Even if it's b'shogeg, you violate me'ila. So there has to be a different shot in our, Mishnah. Right, Rabbi the Ritva and the Rashi also explain it, but the Ritva says, b'feirish, lesle l'rav taimid Rabbi Yochanan, de la'el de'ini sherotza o ein shneham rotzim. The Rav does not hold of the earlier shita that we had. Again, we're going to have to spend time just figuring out the Gemara today, besides before we branch off. The Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan had said that it has to do with the das, that one of them doesn't want or both of them don't want. But rather, he says that there's a different reason. What's the reason? Our Mishnah is a case, there's no kimta in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is about a specific case, and that's why there's going to be a difference between shogeg and mezid. Generally, Rameh doesn't have any differences, like we just said. You violate me'ila even b'mezid. But what's the reason here? U'mishnah seinu b'kasnos kahuna shelo balu. Our Mishnah is about a case where the man tries to marry a woman with big day kahuna that are not worn out. I'm a Kohen, I pick up my ketones, I pick up my my mechnasayim, I take my pants. I know, they're big day kahuna. I got a whole parsha about them. They're very special. I go over to a woman who's not, she's not married, even daughter of a Kohen, so she's probably wishes she was in a Kahanic family. So I take my mikbaas, I take my hat, and I say, Hari HaMekudesh Eslim, b'mikbaas zuk, that's Moshe v'Yisrael. She says, wow. Right, he gave me his hat that he does the avod in the Beis HaMikdash with. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, first of all, there's a me'ila issue, right? And there's a kedushin issue. So that's where Rabbi Meir says, b'shogeg is not mekudeshes. And b'meizid is mekudeshes. Why? Because fundamentally, Rabbi Meir says that what? Rabbi Meir says fundamentally that you violate me'ila even b'meizid. That's what we just said. There's no chilek. Aye, so why b'shogeg is not a good marriage? Why? Here's the line. Ho v'nitnu lehenos b'hen. L'fisho no nitna tora l'malachei asharis. Big day kahuna. Let's say I'm a Kohen and I'm wearing my four big day kahuna. But let's say I finish the avoda. Do I have to take off, the second I finish the avoda, I have to take the begadim off? I have to make myself crazy? I have to go straight to the misrad over there and take off the big day kahuna and rush? Because if I keep the big day kahuna on for an extra second, I'm benefiting from the big day kahuna and I'm violating me'ila. Kohenim can't live like that. As the Gemara says, lo nitna tor l'malachei asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that people wear clothes. It takes them a little bit to take them off. Let's say they're in the middle of talking to their friend. So they can finish the conversation and then go take it off. So that is why the Gemara says, and Rashi explains, inherent and implanted in the Kedusha of these begadim originally was a t'nai that you don't violate Me'ila with these big day kahuna by accident. If b'mezid you do it, let's say you take your begadim and on purpose you use it as a pillow when you go to sleep at night. So maybe that's something to talk about. That's you're being netted from them on purpose. So that's what Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah, b'mezid, the marriage would work. Mekudeshes, you violate me'ila and you're married. But b'shogeg, when it comes to big day kahuna, there's an implicit t'nai implanted in the kedusha that even though they're kadosh, there's no me'ila b'shogeg. Why? Because come on, you have to give them a little slack. See, Rashi says about the fifth skinny line, Shilakach Hukdashu Mitchila. Right? This is their Hakdasha originally, was Lehanos Ben Shogigin, right? To get Kavana from them, but they're Bashogig. Rakshali is Kavan Lachalan. There's only enough Kavana to use them and to be Machal of them. Right? And the Ritfus Lashon I'll read to you. Shahari E. F. Shar Shalolishtari Lakonim Lehanos Begufan Bashogig. It's impossible that you don't give them this flexibility. Velo lifko lechulin. Shari ef shalom hem shefshitum la'achar avudu la'altar. You can't say it's automatic, immediately. Elavadai almanas kenik dushim t'chilo. It must be that even originally they were mekudash with this in mind. But then the Ripta adds another line. Vahoil vahutra shigagasan eitzal koanim. And once we say that regarding koanim, the rule is there is no me'ila b'shogeg by Big Day Kahuna, hu hadin eitzal zarim. The same thing would apply by non-kahanim. Why? Shalochilka Torah b'dineha sheyiyu kodesh lazeh v'chulun lazeh. You can't have chilukim. Once you say that these big day kahuna are not subject to me'ila, b'shogeg, across the board. You can't say there are different rules of me'ila for a kohen and for a Yisrael. Okay? That is the Gemara. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? This is all the sheet of Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? He said the opposite. B'mezid, you're not mischala, because he says there's no mezid b'me'ila, there's no me'ila b'mezid. But what about b'shogeg? He says it does work. But doesn't he hold of this principle of onina tol malachai
asharis? To a point.
To a point, exactly. The Tosfos Rid says, to a point, yet you taking it off, before you take it off, you're still talking to your friend Cohen about, you know, how are you getting home from the base of Mikdash today? Your camel or mine, right? So that you can talk about. But then you have to take it off. You can't leave it on the rest of the day. That's exactly what the Tosfos Rid says. Rabbi Yehuda Savar b'shogeg kiddush k'din kol hakdish. She'ava b'shenitzru lehanos b'hen b'davar echad b'shar hanos asuros. Ho v'yish ben demila. You know, can't go overboard. You can't go overboard, and therefore it would not be allowed. Okay, a number of points to talk about here. The Ramah. Ramah. Talking about Bitei Kahuna. What kind of Ramah are we talking about? There's no Ramah in Kachim. The Ramah Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. The Ramah writes, he quotes the Trumas HaDeshen. You know, many times, the post can talk about when you get an aliyah. When you get an aliyah, sometimes, if you're not so tall, and the bima is somewhat high, and you go up, and let's say you get the aliyah that goes up to the next column in the Torah, so sometimes you have to like lead up to see, let's say you're a Balkore. You have to lean, and sometimes you lean on the bima. You let her lean on the bima? You let her lean on the bima? You let her do other types on the bima? So the bima is Tashmish Kedusha. The question is the cloth on the bima a hefsik? So it's only a tashmish to tashmish. But then you're using the cloth if you're on the cloth. So the question is, is this a quasi me'ila? Because all this belongs to the base of Mikdash, belongs to the shul, and therefore you shouldn't use it. So it says the Truma Sadeshan, lakach hikdushu mitchila. Just like our Gemara says, that it's impossible. People use items in the shul. And therefore, it's understood that you're allowed to use it for other usages as long as it's not a bizayin. Right? You can't, I don't know if it's appropriate to eat shalant on the bima. right? But it for somebody to take their plate of challah and to put it on the bima, that might not be so appropriate. But you know, to lean on, then that might not be. V'nagu lehanos b'kama hanos min divrei kedusha, says the Rama. Simin kuf nun dalin in hilchos beis haknesses. Kegon mitvachos shel svarim v'shulchan shel beis haknesses u'me'ilim shel sefer Torah. V'kasva tamuai mishum tekivan shenohagu kain. Since this is the minhag, the e Efshar Lizair, like our Gemara says, it's impossible not to. Lave Bezdin Masna Aleim Eikara. It's like a Tanai originally. Kedishal Yavob Bnei Adam Lidei Takala. So people don't trip up. V'yavagad Lo Hisnuk Ilu Hisnu Dami. Even if they didn't make a Tanai, Beferish, it's as if they made a Tanai. It's as if they made a Tanai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Maybe it's L'chadchila fitting when you start a new shul to say, make a Tanai, that this has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, but we understand people are going to use it for their own needs sometimes, as long as it's not a Bizayon, and they have that permission. You should make that Tanai originally by every Chanukah Beis HaKnesses. You should make that Tanai in order to make sure that it's even L'chadchila Beferish. Interesting, I saw that in the Piskei Tshuvos, on that, in the Siman Kuf Nadalet, he talks about, he quotes the Oz Nidbru, Rav Zilber. The Oz Nidbru who quotes, what about the Gabbai banging on the bima to get people quiet? You know, hopefully they won't, it's not so common in so many shuls. You know, the shuls won't need it. You know, obviously everybody knows. Rosh Chodesh, right. Right, so maybe banging on the bima, that's what, that's more, maybe, mistaver. But he says, to lifuk ala bima k'dilahashik akol, says the Oz Nidbru, Isser Gomur, it's a tashmish of Genai. You're getting people, you have to get people quiet in the shul. He says, Lamaisa, he says, I know that everybody does it. He says, maybe because it's covered at tefillah, it's like a dvar mitzvah. And maybe he says, even if you want to bang to wish somebody a mazel tov, he says, maybe you're inviting them to the sudas mitzvah, so it's also, a dvar mitzvah. So any stretch of l'shem mitzvah, it would be okay. But he quotes that the Chazon Ish and and other postgame, sometimes when they used to lean on the bima or bang on the bima, they used to put another cloth on top of the main cloth that's over the bima, in order to really make it a tashmish to tashmish to kedusha. So if they lean or if they bang, so then it would not be, it would be more makel, it would be a more kal din. Either way, so this comes up, lamaisa, in terms of using dvarim shel kedusha. This is separate from the issue of kavod beis haknesses, eating in a shul, sleeping in a shul, all the different discussions of the Tosfos and Megillah discusses it. But this is just about items in the shul.
According to Rabbi Meir, even though we generally assume that Me'ilah is Dak Meshoge, this is a fundamental.
According to Rabbi Meir, Me'ilah is even Bemezid.
I'm saying, so this is...
Even Bemezid, but this Shogeg is an exception to the rule. This is an exception to the rule. Good, one more discussion, and that is, according to Rabbi Meir, how far does this go? There's never Me'ilah when it comes to Mikdei Kahuna? Because we understand, Lonin Atar L'malachei Sharei, so there's no Me'ilah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, up to a point. So how far does Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir doesn't have any point. It doesn't have any point. So, according to Rashi, not here, Rashi later on, we're going to have Rashi, Be'ez Hashem, in about a week and a half. Rashi daf Samach Vav. Rashi in a Gemara about Yanai HaMelech, right, wearing the tzitz. So the Gemara says there, Rashi quotes there on Samach Vav and Aleph, V'yaf agav delav shas avoda, bigdei kahuna nitznu lehanos bahem. And he quotes our Gemara. Sounds like from Rashi, there's no limit. And Tosfos here asks on Rashi, what the heck could there not be any limit? Maybe the tzitz is different, Tosfos says. The tzitz is not really giving you hana, it's just on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, so maybe that's why it's different. It doesn't mean shalom b'shas avoda totally. There's gotta be some type of limit. This, the ones who really talk about this and is quoted it is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid. But why is this more of an issue? It's not just a me'ilah issue. It's a kilayim issue. Because at least one of the big tekahuna has kilayim in it, the avnate, the belt. The belt of the kahanim, that it had kilayim in it. So you're allowed to wear kilayim, so kilayim, shatnez. So, says the Rambam, the last halacha in Hilchas Kilayim. Kohanim shalav shu big tekahuna shalav b'shas avoda. Kohanim that wear the big tekahuna, not while they're working. Afilu b'migdash, lokin. Mipnei ha'avnate shehu kilayim. They get malchus if they wear their big tekahuna not during their avoda, because of the avnate. V'lo hutru bo ela b'shas avoda shehi mitzvah saseh. Kmo hatzitzis. Asidoch alosasei. You only have to wear the bita kuna b'shas avoda. Because asidoch alosasei, you have the avnate. Says the Ravid. Ta'abaze. Shari amru b'yuma perek balo kohen gadol b'mikdash afilu shlo b'shas avoda mutter. Even shlo b'shas avoda. Come on. Even shlo b'shas avoda, you're allowed to wear. What did our Gemara say? Right? Hovel nitznu lehanos. That's regarding Me'ilah. But the Ravid is extending that even to the Isra of Kilayim. Umay dekamar nami b'nei ha'avnate atu choshen ve'efod miles b'hu Kilayim. The Choshen and the Ephod also might have Kelayim, says the Ravid. Says the Radvaz, maybe the Rambam is only giving an example. Maybe there's a difference, we'll get back to this in a minute hopefully, between Bigdei Kohen Gadol and Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, says the Radvaz. The Rambam is talking about Bigdei Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol has a different rules, which we'll get to. But either way, and then he says a third answer, maybe it wasn't woven together, it was just put together, and it was hard threads, that's why there is no kilai. Either way, that's the machlokas of Rambam Ravid. How many Achronim interpret the Rambam Ravid is the machlokas of Hutra and Dechuya. How do we look at kilayim in the Bigdei Kohen Gadol? Do we say, again, the sugya that comes up in many places, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and cooking on Yantif, do we say that the Isra of Kilayim in the Avnei exists, but it's pushed aside, it's Dechuya, and therefore you have to make sure you take it off the second half of the Avodah, forget Me'ilah, but Kilayim, or do we say, it's Chutra, it doesn't exist. Inherent in this mitzvah is, and in the Aveira, is that it doesn't exist, b'shas that there's a mitzvah. It doesn't exist, and therefore you might have greater flexibility. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid here. Let's continue for a minute, and then we'll get back to that chiluk that I just mentioned. So, what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Meir Shita in the Mishnah has nothing to do with Da'as. That's not why Bishogeg, it doesn't work if you try to get married with Hekdish. It doesn't have anything to do with that, but it has to do with its special Kimta. We're talking about Big Day Kahuna. So, Tashma, Kosnos Kahuna Shebalu, Molem Han, Divir Rabbi Meir. We have a Brisa that says, Kohanim's clothing that got worn out, there is Me'ila. If they get worn out, they're not usable anymore. Right, then there's no heter of wearing Dibur Rabbi Meir. So Ma'ila Lafi Lo Balu doesn't. Shouldn't we understand that it's even if it doesn't get worn out? So Lo Balu Dafka. No, only Balu. What was the Havamina? We should try to figure out what was the Havamina. It says Balu. So what do you mean? Isn't it mean La Balu? It says Balu Dafka. Only if it's gets worn out, do we say there is Me'ila? But if not, then not. The Rishonim here. This is known as the Machlokas between the Tosfos and the Ritva. Remember, if Shechter gave a chavura on this, we're learning condition in the Kolel, gave a chavura about the machlokas here between Tosfos and the Ritva. What exactly is the status of Bigdei Kahuna in terms of their kedusha? Because the Ritva here asks that we're going to have a Gemara on tomorrow's Amid. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the nature of Me'ila in general, or Chaim and Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Got to plan ahead. But Tosfos here asks, and the Ritva here asks, one second. I'll read it from the Ritva. V'kashal on the Rabbi Meir. Why do you need the reason that you don't violate Me'ila? And it doesn't work for a marriage. Because it was b'shogeg and it's dafka kasnos kahuna. There's a rule by a klishares. Klishares. Let's say you have a shovel of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you have a bowl that you catch the blood in. The rule is that something that has kedusha saguf like that can never leave its kedusha. It never leaves its kedusha. And therefore, doesn't the begadim also have the kedusha zaguf status like a kli sharis? Never can ever lose its kedusha. Ask the Ritva. The kashlan Rabbi Meir lomeli time of bakasnas kahuna mishum to hove nitul lehenos bahen, and that's why it never leaves its kedusha. Typically, mishum davel kli sharis to lonafki yuchluchulin b'shogeg. A kli sharis never leaves kedusha, no matter according to anybody. If it's b'shogeg, it never leaves its kedusha. So shouldn't the clothing have the status of a kli sharis? The clothing is like the bowls and the shovels and the pitchforks that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Two answers. Tosa's answer is, you're right. We're talking about Begadim. Tosa's at the end of Kosnos. We're talking about a Begadim that were never used yet. But really, fundamentally, you're right. Bigdei Kahuna have the status of Klisharis. The Ritva says, no. Kosnos Kahuna Einam Kedushas HaGuf KeKlisharis. Why? Shari Ein Mishtam Shebahen Begufan Umachshire Avodahim V'dina KeKedushas Damim Sheyotzi L'chulin B'shogeg. Major machlokas. Does the clothing that the Kohen wears have inherent kedusha, just like the bowls and the cups and the forks? Or does it have kedushas damim? It's just like money that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, but you can use it to buy something and it'll go out lechulin. Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says it has inherent kedusha, and the Ritva says it does not have inherent kedusha. It doesn't have inherent kedusha. The machlokasha on the Ritva, and this is asked by the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash quotes this machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva, and he says, I have a kasha. There's a halacha, we might remember from Maseches Yuma, that a Kohen Gadol, after every Yom Kippur, you can ask the sermon, he has to bury his begadim. to bury his begadim? What do you have to bury your begadim for? Doesn't have an Aaron Kedusha according to the Ritva. The Mishnah in Sukkah says that what they used to use the worn out begadim for in the Beis HaMikdash, for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Used it for the wicks in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So that's fine, says the Mishnah HaMelech. But why do you have to bury, according to the Ritva? It doesn't have an Aaron Kedusha. Tzarech Iyun. He does not answer the question. Leaves it at Tzarech Iyun. But an answer might be, I didn't see this, again, the Shar HaMelech suggested this, found this afterwards, that, what could an answer be? Shiny, Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. What's our Gemara talking about? And what's the Ritva talking about? The Begadim of a Kohen Hedyot, the four Begadim. What has to be buried? The Begadim of a Kohen Gadol. One might say there is evidence that there's a difference between the levels of Kedusha of the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. It's not just four plus another four the Kohen Gadol has. But even the eighth as a unit might have special status. If you look under Rav Sadia Gaon, he only counts one mitzvah. Big Day Kohen Gadol. It doesn't even count Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Right? It might have more independent Kedusha than others. Again, you might connect this to something that we discussed in the past, and that is, do the Big Day Kohen Gadol, are they more connected to the Avoda, or are they more connected to the Kohen? As the Achronim say, is it didn't the Avoda or didn't the Gavra? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam does not count the separate mitzvah of Big Day. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, I think it's Lamed Gimel, of Big Day Kohuna. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? It's just part of the Avoda. A separate mitzvah to wear the Begadim? When you do the Avoda, the mitzvah is the Avoda, and part of the mitzvah is putting on the clothes before you go in. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. So the Achronim explained it to me, because according to the Ramban, the wearing the Begadim is just part of the Avoda. The Rambam says, no, there's an inherent idea, independent idea of wearing the Big Day Kohuna. Wearing the Big Day Kohuna. So maybe you might even be Mechalik in that way between the Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Big Day Kohen Hedyot is just about doing the Avoda. And that's why the Ritva says here that it doesn't have independent Kedusha. And therefore, after they're worn out, use it for wicks in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Big Day Kohen Gadol, they have to be buried afterwards. They have inherent Kedusha. The Koshen, the Ephod, even the hats. It's even called different things. Kohen Hedyot is called the Mikbas, the Kohen Gadol is called the Mitznefes. It's even called different things. So therefore, it might be different. The Ketonis, the Mitznefesayim, all of them might be different. Okay.
Is there a bracha before they get dressed in the morning?
Is there a bracha before they get dressed? According to the Rambam, it's a good question. Is there a bracha? I don't know if you put on a bracha. The Rambam, though, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out, that there's in the Gemara, do you have to put the Begadim on in a certain order? So the Gemara only mentions one. The Mechnasayim go first. The pants go first. That's all the Gemara says. The Rambam has a Seder of all eight. Seder Levishas Beit Kahuna. The Menachas Chinuch discusses, why does he have to get a Seder for? So if Soloveitchik was medayik, that every time the Rambam says the word Seder, he says it at least three times, it's meduyuk, and there's some significance to the order itself. Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Seder on Pesach, and Seder Levishas Beit Kahuna. Right? So there's a special order. I don't know if you make a bracha, though, because you still might say the rule of, you only make a bracha on final stages of mitzvos. Right? Final stages of mitzvos. Meaning you don't make a bracha when you write a mezuzah, only when you put up the mezuzah. You don't make a bracha when you write tefillin. You don't make a bracha when you put up a sukkah, only when you sit in the sukkah. So even if it's an independent mitzvah, you might not make a bracha.
But I'm not.
What?
Birchas HaTorah.
What about Kiddushin? The Rambam holds Kiddushin is a mitzvah. You make a bracha on Kiddushin. Even though it's leading up to Peruvu somewhat, but it's an inherent mitzvah. You're right, but you got to work it out. But I'm not sure if there'd be a Shekhar Nishan, a little bit of a Maybe.
You have to bury the tzitz in the Koshen?
Certain begadim, I think, are passed on to the next Kohen Gadol, but certain of the personal ones, you know, have to be buried. Okay, let's continue. Tashma. So again, we're in the Mishnah talks about Kasnos Kahuna. So says the, again, there's more on the Beit Kahuna, but we'll continue. Tashma, Molin Bechadet Molin Vatikin. This is, think back to Shkalim. Molin Bechadet Molin Vatikin. So the halach is, when you brought your Machzor Shekel every year, you threw it into a barrel that said new. And if you, let's say, were late and you missed last year's and you told your friend to do for you and he took for you, but you never gave your shekel, you throw it into the barrel that says old. Atikin. So the halach is, there's me'ila by the new shkalim, not by the old shkalim. Rabbi Meir Omer Mola not by atikin. No, there's me'ila even by the old shkalim. Why? What do they use the old shkalim for? Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer Mola in Bishiyari HaLishka. Rabbi Meir says, there is me'ila by the leftover money that was in the lishka, in the collection. So ask the Gemara, 1 minute, V'yamai. According to Rabbi Meir, why is there me'ila by this portion of money? You know what this portion of money was used for? It was used for items that, understandably, people use for their own needs. So remember what we just said. According to Rav Meir, if there's some type of kedusha, of hektish, that's used for people's needs, there's an understanding that it doesn't have kedusha for me'ila. Bishogeg. So to here, what was it used for? Let's see. Yamai. Neima, why don't we say, ho, benit nolehanos, since it was given to get hanal, lefishalonit notar lamalach yashares, because the Torah wasn't given to angels. Tahachomas ha'ir umigdaloseha, the walls of Yerushalayim, and the towers of Yerushalayim, Mishir Elishkas, who came from this money. Tetzan, as the Mishnah says there in Shkalim, Chomas ir Beitiloseha, the walls of the city and the towers, Vechot Sarchei ha'ir bon Mishir Elishka. Question mark. Right, so you see that what did this money come from? The Atikin and the Shiar Elishka. They were used to build Yerushalayim. So sometimes you lean on the wall of Yerushalayim. Sometimes you lean on the outer wall. The Kashayla about leaning on the Kotel. But leaning on the wall. So people do it. People do it. But what about the shade? Big question is the shade. Using the shade of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that Me'ila? We say Kol Marev Areach Ein Bo Musha Me'ila. If I look at the Beis HaMikdash and say, that's gorgeous. Right? Or if I listen to the voices of the Levium, or you smell the Ketores, there's no Me'ila. Kol Marev Ein Bo Musha Me'ila. At least Araisa. At least Araisa, there's no Israel Me'ila. So it was understandable. So if it's understandable, Rav Meir says shade, there's no Me'ila. So Rav says, you're right. Lo Tim Rabbi Meir, Leim Rabbi Yehuda. Switch it. Really means Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't mean Rabbi Meir. Fine. Tashma, next try. Titania. Amr Bishmal Barab Yitzchak. Avni Yerushalayim Shinashru Malam Bam Divri Bimeir. An Evan from this stone from the walls of Yerushalayim that got detached from the wall. There's Me'ila. So again, why should there be Me'ila by these things? I thought, according to Rabbi Meir, items that are understandably used by Bnei Yisrael, Bishogig has no Me'ila. So why is there Me'ila here? So again, switch it. Lotev Rabbi Meir, Elaim Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it really means Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Mikdasha, what do you mean? If it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, does Yerushalayim have Kedusha? V'hatnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Nedarim? Ke'imra, if I say that this piece of meat should be like the carbon tamid to me. Remember the rule? The rule is you have to be noder b'davar hanador. You have to be noder in something that you made aser. Because then you could compare. This is aser, like that's aser. Just like I made that aser. So this, I can't say this is also like that piece of pig over there is aser. Because Hashem made the pig aser. So I can't say my thing is like the pig, because that's a davar ha aser, not a davar ha nadur. That was the rule we had in Masechus Nedarim. You have to compare it to something that you made aser. So if you say ki'imra, this thing should be aser like the carbon tamid, kedirim, or it should be aser to me like the collection of wood in the Beis HaMikdash for the firewood, ke'etzim, like the wood itself, ke'ishim, like the fire, ke'heichal, like the heichal in Yerushalayim, ke'mizbeach, like the mizbeach, ke'Yerushalayim. In all those cases, the Tanakhama says, it's also, that's a neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol Omer Yerushalayim, lo Omer klum. No, if you compare it to Yerushalayim, it is nothing. Meaning, because it sounds like the Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Yerushalayim doesn't have the Kedusha in terms of a neder. V'chi tema, mishud lo Omer ki Yerushalayim. Maybe the reason is because he only said Yerushalayim, not ki Yerushalayim. Maybe the problem is because he left out the kaf. The Gemara says, no, v'atanya, the Brisa says there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol Omer ki Yerushalayim, lo Omer klum. Right? If you compare to Yerushalayim, it also is not good. Achi yada b'davar hakarav Yerushalayim. You have to be noder in something that was hukrav in Yerushalayim. We discussed there what the machlokas is about the status of Yerushalayim. But either way, what do you see? Pashtus, the Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Yerushalayim as a davar hakadosh in terms of nedarim, and therefore, you shouldn't say that there's me'ila by it. So you can't switch it to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara answers, Trei tanayim ninu b'alib Rabbi Yehuda. Always easy. Two later tanayim within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Weiter. Amar Ula Mishmei Dvar Pada. Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir. Hektish B'mezin Mischala B'shogegei Mischala. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Bar Pada has, the Rishonim discussed whether this is going within Rabbi Yochanan or Rav, the 2 days we had so far. Bar Pada says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that Hektish is Mischala B'mezid, but not B'shogeg. V'lo Amru B'shogeg Mischala. This is interesting. So B'shogeg is not Mischala, B'mezid is Mischala. V'lo Amru B'shogeg Mischala, El Inyan Karban Bilvad. The only time Bishogig is Mischalel is regarding a carbon. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. As we always usually say the connection. If it's not Mischalel, why you have a carbon? Don't we say? What's Me'ila? When you take something out of the Kedusha. If you don't take it out of the Kedusha, meaning it's not Mischalel, so you didn't do anything. So why you have a carbon? So Ella, we're going to have an exception to that maybe tomorrow. But that's the rule. The Rushash here says this Kasha is according to the Manda Amar, beginning of Mesechus Tamura. If you try to do something that the Torah says you can't do, so then it does not have an effect. Iavid lo mahani. That's the question here. So if what you tried to do didn't work, so then why you chayav a carbon? Rabbi Chanan says no, according to everybody, because here we're talking about you made a mistake. It's shogeg. That principle is usually by Amazing. I am a Kohen. I'm trying to marry a Grusha. The Torah says I'm not allowed to marry the Grusha. Does it work or does it not work? I'm marrying my sister. Does it work or does it not work? Right? All the cases of you try to do something, you try to shecht on Shabbos. Right? All of these are big discussions we have to have in Temura. But ask the Gemara, if it didn't leave the Kedusha, so why you chayiv? So, Ella, ki yasa rabin, parish, meshvei de rapada, this is what he meant. Omer Rabbi Meir, hektash b'meizim mischalel, b'shogeg im mischalel, v'lo omer b'shogeg im mischalel, el inyin achila bilvad. Not carbon, but achila. What does achila mean? You're chayiv when, b'shogeg, according to Rabbi Meir, you do not violate me'ila, because it doesn't leave except by achila. Achila means, Rashi says, where the hana'ah that you are getting is destroying the item. If the hana that you're getting is destroying the item, then obviously it's leaving the Kedusha. You can't say it's remaining in the Kedusha. If you're eating it, if you're using oil to light a candle with, any type of that, any hana of that type is going to be mischalel, even if it is b'shoge. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. So we had, if you remember, two arguments in our Mishnah. One about Hektash, one about Maaser Sheni. So who's the halacha like? So Rabbi the Rabbah says, halacha could be mayor but meiser, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir when it comes to meiser, that what? Rabbi Meir held that meiser sheni is mamon gavoa, right? It belongs to Hashem and I'm allowed to eat it in the Yerushalayim, but you're not allowed to get married with it because we have a stam mishnah like him. But halacha like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to hektish, meaning, what did Rabbi Yehuda say by hektish? That b'meizit it's not Mekudashes, and Mishogeg it is Mekudashes, because we have a Brisa, we have a Mishnah that supports him. So, let's go through each one. Rabbi Meir, Meiser Mahi, what's the Mishnah that supports Rabbi Meir Shita, that Meiser is Mamon Gavoa? Because the Mishnah says, in Mesech is Meiser Sheini. Karam Ravai, which we're going to see, right? Fruits or grapes of the fourth year have the same status of Meiser Sheni. That's why we're bringing this in. The Rambam has Hilchas Meiser Sheni and Menetta Ravai, right? In the same set of halachas. Beishamay Omer Ein Lo Chomesh Ein Lo Bir. Beishamay says the first half is not really a rishu now, but it's mentioned there. Ein Lo Chomesh. Usually, if I redeem Meiser Sheni or Karam Ravai, and I'm the owner when I redeem it, meaning because I don't want to schlep all my fruit up to the Yerushalayim, so I take the kedusha and switch it onto money. I have to add on 25%. It's called a fifth. I have to add on 25%, a fifth milavar, in terms of the money. But when it comes to Karam Ravai, Rishamai says, Ein lo chomesh. You don't have to add on the fifth. The Ein lo biur, and also, by all other maestros, there's a certain time when you have to get it out of your rishus by, biur maestros. You don't have to do that for Karam Ravai. Beisela Omer Mieshla, Beisela says, no, there is a chomesh, and there is biur. Beishamai Omer Mieshla, Parav Yeshla Ololos, this is what we're going to focus on. Beishamai says, there are halachos. Right, learn the parsha kiseitze. Uferet and ololos. Feret are single grapes that fall down as you're picking the grapes, and ololos are underdeveloped clusters, not really ripe clusters. Both of those you have to leave for the poor. Single grapes that fall down, you have to leave for the poor. You're not allowed to gather them in. On ololos, you have to leave. So Beis Shammai says those halachas apply by Karam Ravai because it's considered yours. It's karmacha, and therefore you have to leave these. Beis Hillel Omrim Kula Lagat. No, you're allowed to take it all in to your gat, to your vat, and then bring the whole thing up to Yerushalayim. So my time at Beis Hillel. How does Beis Hillel say that? Because Gamri Kodesh Kodesh be Meiser. He compares Netar Ravai or Karam Ravai to Meiser. But Meiser Yesh Lachomash Yesh Labir. Just like Meiser has Chomash and Beer, Afkaram Ravai Yesh Lachomash Yesh Labir. So too Karam Ravai. Ubeis Shammai Savri, Lo Gamri Kodesh Kodesh be Meiser, and Beis Shammai does not. But now focus on Beis Hillel. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Kemeiser. Beis Hillel says you compare it to Meiser Sheni. But Kaman Svirluhu. But if it's like Meiser Sheni, who is he holding like? If he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that Meiser Sheni is your money, so then I'm my kulav lagat. So why are you allowed to keep everything? Ha'amar Meiser Mamon had you do. And if it's your money, then you have to leave these matnas aniyam. You have to leave the single grapes. You have to leave the parrot. You have to leave the ololos. And Allah, Rabbi Meir, it must be that Beis Hillel is holding like Rabbi Meir Shita, that Mamon is Mamon Gavoa. And if it's Mamon Gavoa, you don't have to leave the matnas kuna from it. Because it's all Mamon Gavoa. You take it up to the base, to Yerushalayim, and eat it there. So you see, Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Meir, and Rashi quotes, Beis Hillel is like a Stam Mishnah. Beis Hillel is like a Stam Mishnah, and therefore, it's just as strong as an anonymous Mishnah, and therefore, that's the Raya that we pass in like Rabbi Meir when it comes to the status of Meiser Sheni. We discussed a few weeks ago, I think, that why is the Machloka Beis Shammai Beis Hillel different than any other Machlokas? When the Gemara says, Beis Shammai B'makam Beis Hillel in a Mishnah, why is that different? Right? Why does the first parak in Brachas discuss that if you go like Beis Shammai, you're misaking yourself and it's Chayav Misa? Different days there on Daf Yud Aleph. So Beis Shammai is a different type of rejected Shita than other Shitas. Right? Maybe because there was a Bas Kol against him. Right? But different possibilities. Rabbi Yehuda behektish mahi. So where's the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to hektish? Titan, because the Mishnah says a meila. We had this earlier in the parak. Shilach biat pikeach v'nizkar shelo egiya etzelchen v'ni. Let's say I give money to a messenger, to a pikeach, a regular person, and I, the sender, I remember it's hektish money before he gets to the storekeeper and buys what he needs to buy. Chen v'ni malik hashiyotzi. Right. So the storekeeper is going to buy the meila, not me. Why? Because you see that only b'mezid there is no meila, right? So because if once I know about it, I don't violate meila anymore. So that's a raya to our mishnah. Ukrabi Yehuda b'meiser milo tnan. But don't we have a raya of a mishnah also like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to meiser? Meaning you say that we have a mishnah that says like Rabbi Meir and meiser that is mamon gavoa. We have a mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda also. Why? Because what does the mishnah say? V'atan napota meiser sheni shelo. If I am redeeming my Maaser Sheni money, remember, I have Maaser Sheni, I don't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim, so I'm switching the Kedusha. So if I'm doing that, most of all, Chamishiso, I have to add on a fifth. Bein Mishalo, whether it's mine, Bein Shenitin L'Bamatana, or whether it was Maaser Sheni that was giving to me as a present. Could you give Maaser Sheni as a present? So Mani, Ilim, Rabbi Meir, he, if this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's opinion, who says that Maaser is Mamon Gavoa, Mimatzi Yavli Bamatana, could you give it as a gift? You can't give it as a gift. V'yamar Maaser Mamon Gavoa, therefore you can't give it as a gift. And a lover of Yehuda. So it must be this Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So when he says, lo, la'olam, Rabbi Meir, really it's Rabbi Meir's opinion, v'hachal ma'yaskinon could go into Yohib Niole Betivle. What does it mean you got it as a present? You got it before, what does it mean you got Maaser Sheni as a present? You got Tevel. You got produce that nothing was taken off of yet. That's what it means you got it as a present. The Kesavar and Rabbi Meir hold Matanos Shlo Hormu Kemish Shlo Hormu Adayin. Matanos, meaning Chumas and Maisers that were not taken off yet, it's not as if they were taken off. When you give Tevel, you don't foresee you don't see inside this Tevel the Maiser Sheni yet, and therefore you're allowed to give it as a present. Even though Maiser Sheni is Mama Gavoa, it doesn't get its Kedusha until it is already Hufrash. So that's why, even if this is Rabbi Meir's opinion of Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, you can still give it as a present when it's still Tevel. There is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. We're just going to mention the problem. We don't have time right now to get into the answer. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, right? And therefore, you cannot give it as a present. But the Rambam also paskins Matanos Shlo Hermu Kamisha Hermu Damyan. Right? The Matanos, even if before you take it off, as if you take it off, yes. And the problem is, how can you give it as a present? The whole Gemara here seems to say the only reason you give it as a present when it's still Tevel is because it's Lav Kamisha Hermu Damyan. So that's a question that the Kesef Mishnah and the Tosfos Riya Zaken here even deals with. Right, remember, he was after the Rambam. He quotes, and this is the answer that I give to the Rambam. So you have to look at the Tosfos Riya Zaken and others here. Tashma, let's do a little further. Hapoten et Ravai Shalo, another try to say, isn't this Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Hapoten et Ravai Shalo, Moshe Lav Chamishi So, Beim Yishalo, Beim Yishalo, Beim Yishalo, question. If you redeem your netter ravai, you have to add on a fifth, even from the ravai that was given to you as a present. So Mani, who is this like? Elim Rabbi Meir Bim Yasi Yavle. If it's Rabbi Meir's opinion, could you give it? Vahagami Kodesh Kodesh Bimaiser. It's Mamon Gavoa. Elolav Rabbi Yehuda, so it must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So again, you have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say we pass on like Rabbi Meir because there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? So again, the Olam Rabbi Meir. No, even this Rabbi Meir Shita. Vahagami Yaskina Kund Yav Kjus Madar. No, it's like a Meir Shita, but we're talking about a case where you gave him the netter of eye when it was just blossoming. It was smadar. Udalok Rabbi Yosi, and we don't like go like Rabbi Yosi, damar smadar aser b'bnei shehu pri. You don't like go like Rabbi Yosi, who says that smadar is aser because it is a fruit, because it is a pri. Period. I guess I don't want to rush through the last five lines. We got to talk about tomorrow. Maseches Idios. Is it Idios or Adios? What do you call Maseches Idios? Idios or Adios? And also, why are you allowed to say, the Gemara is going to say that Idios is called Bechirta. It's the chosen Masechta. Didn't we learn in Maseches Erevin, Adaf, Samach Dalad, you're not allowed to say, oh, this is a great Masechta. Because that makes the other Masechtas look bad. Remember that Gemara? That Samach Dalad, what are you allowed to say? Dover Zed, no, it's a great Dvar Torah. Right? But the other one is not a great Dvar Torah. Right? What's Pshat of that? So how do you allowed to call it Bechirta, the last line? So we'll finish this up, Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.